Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in Las Vegas this week, our 23rd year on the air launch. And we're under strict instructions, by the way, from CTA to not use the phrase Consumer Electronics Show. So we're here at CES for our 23rd year on the air, roaming the show floor as much as we possibly can stand it between our backs and our feet and our legs, as you can imagine. But it's all for you, our audience, because we want to bring you and continue to do so the latest in consumer tech, gadgets and gizmos, things available today and into tomorrow.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Diabee Live, a mobile app for diabetic patients who self-administer their medications. Check them out at diabeelive.com. By Evine, creator of the world's first digitally connected wine aerator. Visit them at avine.com. And by Foldimate. Foldimate will take the work out of folding laundry. See it at Foldimate.com.
Our next guest is developing the next generation of augmented reality for the commercial and consumer world. He is president of Third Eye Gen, Nick Cherukuri. Nick, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, Dave. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you, and glad to have you with us. Tell me about Third Eye Gen, and then we're going to get into what it is that you're doing specifically.
We'd be glad to. So at Third Eye, we're developing augmented reality smart glass technology. We're creating AR smart glasses as well as really cool and useful augmented reality software. So over the past year or so, we've been developing our X1 augmented reality smart glasses. These are at the cutting edge of augmented reality. They have about a 40-degree diagonal field of view, which is the equivalent of a 90-inch screen at 10 feet, which is really cool. And also, it's high definition, 1280 by 720p. So you can watch movies, you can read, you can do anything really clearly. There's no brightness issue, there's no screen resolution issue. You can put it on your face and run a lot of cool augmented reality applications.
And these are not the typical, as most people have seen over the years, gigantic, ugly, heavy, not comfortable headset. These are more like glasses. And in fact, visit us at intotomorrow.com. You're going to see the video with Nick demonstrating these to us. But this has come a long way. So apparently your research and development team has been working very hard to make them glasses versus giant headsets like everybody else.
Exactly. That's a really good point. And that was one of our main focuses when we started making our smart glasses. We wanted to create something that's really user-friendly and easy to wear. Not a huge headset, something you can easily put in your hands, carry around, put on your face without it being too bulky. So we had several main focuses for our smart glass. Our main focuses were having a really wide field of view, really high resolution, so the screen looks really good and it's, you can run a lot of cool applications. Our battery life, we have the largest battery life of any smart glass, 2,400 milliamp hours. So and they're also replaceable as well. So if you have a pack with you, you could theoretically use it for 24 hours, 48 hours straight. Just pop one in, pop one back out. So this is obviously a really big use case for enterprise where they need their workers to use it for 7-8 hours straight, no battery life issue. So we really focus on making it as user-friendly as possible. We developed a customized operating system that is entirely based on head motion. So you control, there's no touchpad, you control the cursor and the screens via your head motion. So the reason being behind this is so you can be hands-free while you're working. You don't need any touchpad in your hand, you don't need to be touching any buttons. You can just be doing your work and simultaneously seeing the augmented reality info in front of your face. So we definitely focus on making it user-friendly and also really powerful.
And of course, you're talking mostly about enterprise at the moment, but all the work that you seem to be doing is certainly going to benefit us as consumers who may be interested in this, certainly the gaming market and everything else. From an enterprise standpoint, what kind of uses have you already determined?
So we work across a lot of different verticals, not just enterprise, sports, entertainment, healthcare, also consumers as well. We have an app store in our smart glass for consumers, so people can generate AR apps, and any consumer can just buy our glasses and download AR apps from our app store. For the different verticals, there's a lot of cool use cases. For example, for sports entertainment, one really unique thing about augmented reality is the ability to watch different screens via your head motion. So imagine you're sitting at your couch and you see one high definition screen live in front of you. Then turn your head 45 degrees to the left or to the right, and you can see different screens located in different places.
Is this X1 available now?
So it's available for pre-order now. We're mass shipping our production-ready smart glasses in March of this year, so just a couple of months yet to wait. We have a lot of orders in a lot of different sectors, a lot of individuals that place orders as well. And as you mentioned, you could use this for a lot of use cases. Even sitting at home, you could want to watch a movie, read a book. We're creating partnerships with television networks and stuff so they can stream content directly to our glasses. So imagine you don't have to be in front of your TV. You could be at the beach, wear a smart glass.
You could be on an airplane on a long trip to Asia or something and entertaining yourself immensely.
Exactly. There's so many cool use cases for this over existing laptops, phones, technologies. And that's what we're focusing on, and we've got a lot of good traction. So
there's going to be a lot more fun items into tomorrow, if you will, so we can look forward to what Third Eye Gen is doing. You can visit their site at thirdeyegen.com, third, EYEGEN.com. We'll link you there, too. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Nick, thank you so much for sharing with us. We invite our audience, of course, to come by intotomorrow.com and see the quick video as well. And you want to have more information, by all means, let's stay in touch. There's more fun stuff to come.
Awesome, Dave. Thank you for your time. It was really enjoyable doing your great job.
Thank you, sir. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues from Las Vegas, Nevada, our 23rd year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. We continue on the Advanced Media Network.